The largest tree ever measured in Escambia County moved to the county commission chambers this morning.
The tree ordinance requires that this tree be saved.
The guy could obviously take his plan and remix it around a little bit and save that tree 100%.
Pensacola's all-day news station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Mark Jacobs is in the newsroom with our headlines. Mark?
Another 3,000 out of Afghanistan flown out yesterday with 3,000 more ready to go. State Department expected 20 flights to take off overnight, but the Taliban reportedly has closed the main road to the airport.
We got 11 days.
Yep. A massive U.S. Navy transport ship's on its way to Haiti to help provide relief following last weekend's earthquake. Many aid workers already on the ground.
We're here to bring an emergency field hospital unit to the area that was stricken by the earthquake. We'll be handling various orthopedic procedures. So we brought in a lot of medical relief supplies, the infrastructure we need to operate.
USS Arlington set to reach the devastated island nation by Sunday. More than 3,000 fake COVID vaccination cards off the streets. Federal investigators found them at an airport in Alaska, shipped from China. The blank cards closely resembling those printed by the CDC and given to people after they get their shots.
China flu vaccine cards from China? Is that what you said?
China flu vaccine cards from China.
Fair. Oh, what was the story, Jenna, you were telling me about? Somebody from Florida
went
to Hawaii. Yes, a couple
from Florida went to Honolulu, and you saw that, right?
And they had fake vaccination cards, and the reason they got caught because they were fakes is that they had vaccine cards
for their kids,
for the toddlers.
Who were too young to get vaccinated.
Well, no, special. I mean, that's just sensible. I mean, if you're going to fake vaccinate the family, get them all vaccinated.
Go all out.
Yeah,
go all out.
Obviously from Florida, of course. All right, Mark, thanks for the update. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. Not to start with awful stuff, but let's start with awful stuff. Had a kind of an awesome or awful thing that you guys had a body that was found underneath the pier the other day. Your guards found him. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I can say we do have eventful days out there, and Tuesday was one of them. 7:15 in the morning, we had lifeguards in early because of the red flag surf conditions. And they spotted, sat down there between the lifeguard towers. And then after a couple seconds of observation, they realized, oh my gosh, it's a body. Mm. So they went down and, alerted the proper agencies, got down there and retrieved the patient out of the water. And then 12 hours later, another adult male went missing in the surf somebody discovered him on the beach, about 3:30 in the morning.
I know that's what you train your folks for, but, you can train people for this kind of thing. It's still different when it actually happens to them, and they're the ones that having to deal with this, right?
Yes, it certainly is. There is one interesting thing that I thought things correlate between some of the people we helped out on. I talked to two groups of individuals who needed assistance in the water, and they were from out of town.
Yeah.
I think what we're seeing is an influx of people that are getting the last bit of vacation out here because schools have started. We don't have a lot of locals going to the beach on the weekdays.
Yeah. No, and it's a good reminder that, obviously the Gulf is the Gulf for everybody, but at least locals have some sense about this. And if you're from somewhere else and you've never dealt with it, it's we got to remind everybody. It's a good reminder. What are we looking at for surf conditions this weekend, Dave?
Well, we'll be going into yellow flag conditions at Tropical Storm Grace. I believe it's made landfall, but it has give us some wave activity in the Gulf of Mexico. And I could see it throughout the day yesterday, how the swell build up. But we'll be beginning with yellow flags, and it's possibility. Hopefully, we'll be downgrading it to green as we go on through the weekend. But it looks to be a beautiful weekend. The weather's been absolutely gorgeous the last few days, and That draws a lot of people to the beach, and a lot of people come to the beach, and sometimes incidents happen that we have to respond to.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I've told you many times, and I mean it every single time, I so appreciate what you do to keep our people safe, to keep the beach safe, and to train your guards to do that. Dave Greenwood, Pensacola Beach Safety Chief for Escambia County. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next week.